站在这里压力很大。
I feel so much pressure as I stand here.
我们有一点点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们求你保守在这里做遮盖的工作。
Lord, we do pray that your precious blood cover us here.
不是讲的人能讲什么。
Not that the one who speaks can say something.
是你的话语是能够照亮我们心中的眼睛。
But it is your words that can enlighten our inner eyes.
我们在这里等候你。
We wait upon you here.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们先打开圣经哦。
Let's open our scriptures.
我们看彼得前书
五
章
Peter,
十二节后半段。
First Peter chapter 5, the second half of verse 12.
如果你没有圣经，今天请你一定要有圣经。
If you do not have Bible with you, you must try to get a Bible.
我们这里没有位置标在这边，帮我们打圣经的经节在后面的背，这个布上面哈。
Here we do not have the overhead projectors for the Bible verses.
如果你没有圣经的话，跟招待讲一声，举个手。
Please raise your hand if you do not have the Bible with you. The elder will pass the Bible to you.
好，我们翻到彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
五章十二节，我在这边念后半段。
I will read through First Peter chapter 5, verse second half of verse 12.
这有一封信呢，要转接给教会的弟兄姐妹，劝勉你们。又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩典上啊，这恩上站立得住。
I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand.
站立得住。
Stand firm.
或者说站立得稳。Firm.
Or we should say stand steadfast, firm.
我想讲一点点小故事。
I would like to share a little story here.
在我开始我今天所要跟弟兄姐妹交通之前。
Before I start my sharing with brothers and sisters.
大概在五六年前呢。
About five or six years ago.
我们家的孩子，我们把他从 public school 放到私立的学校去。
I have transferred my children from public school into private schools.
在这个换学校的过程，我学到一点事情。
I have learned something in this transition.
一个很简单的一个站立得住的这个事情。
It's a very simple principle of stand firm.
还不是他换学校这个学校教的内容的东西。
Not what they have taught in schools.
我记得他在 public school 的时候。
I remember when they were in public schools.
美国父母都送孩子到学校去。
The American parents.Bring their children to school.
孩子很小的时候。
When their children are very young.
在学校有一个大操场。
And in this big field of school.
他们集合。
They gather together.
每个年纪。
Every grade.
每个年纪都要站在他所站的地方来排队。
Every grade lined up where they shall stand.
这下压力更大。
More pressure.
那在这个排队的过程呢，很多父母就在那边看。
So in this process of lining up, a lot of parents were looking at it.
从幼稚园
starting from kindergarten
到五年级
till fifth grade.
每个孩子都站在那里。
Every children lined up there.
这是我们心里所想的。
That was what we thought in our hearts.
结果没有这样站。
However, they did not stand like that.
孩子带了书包，他那个书包很小哈。
Those little kids, they brought their little bags.
就把那个书包丢在那个该站的地方。
They just dropped their bags.On where they shall stand.
因为他们知道他们早到还有十几分钟。
Because they know they were early for about 10 minutes or so.
没有一个站着。
And nobody stood there.
跑来跑去。
They ran around.
那父母就在那边看孩子跑来跑去。
So the parents were looking at children running around.
从幼稚园到四年级、五年级，五年级的情况好一点。
From kindergarten till fourth or fifth grade, the fifth graders were better.
那些孩子的老师也是站在那里哦。
And those teachers also stood there.
他们不是不管。
Not that they did not care.
他们好像没办法管。
But they could not be in control.
因为孩子小的时候。
As the children were young.
他们旁边的孩子不站的时候，他很难站。
When the children next to them did not stand firm, they could not really stand there.
那我们家孩子也是这样。
So were my own children.
他看到旁边的都在玩。
She saw all those others were playing around her.
所以他没有多久，他也把他的东西丢在地上，开始 跟大家一起玩。
So very soon she dropped her bags and started playing with others.
所以你看那个操场是乱的一塌糊涂。
So you see it's a mess on that field.
只等到大概八点十五分的时候，校长出来讲，啊，站好要进教室了。
Until about 8:15, the principal came out and asked everyone to go into class.
那学生们才慢慢的才 group 在一起进教室。
That was when the students started to group together and enter into the classes.
这是他在 public school 的情况。
That was what happened in public school.
就后来我们把他送到私立学校去。
And later we transferred her into private school.
我们父母也是站在操场上。
And also the parents still stood on field.
把孩子就是让他到操场去排队。
Let them line up on the field.
就我发觉有一个不同的情况出来。
However, I realized there was something different.
从小的到大的。
From young to old.
大家都站得好好的。
Everyone stood nicely there.
那我们家孩子一到那里的时候。
So when our children went there.
他左边看右边看。
She looked around.
他还是喜欢走来走去。
She still would like to walk around.
虽然没有走多久之后。
But not long after she walked,
后面来了一个老师,
so a teacher came from behind her,
站在她的后面,
stood behind her,
把她肩膀这样一抓一下,
and grab her shoulder.
她就突然好像就站在那里,
and all of a sudden she stood there.
她虽然在那时间不是很长,
although she did not stay there very long,
但后来我发觉她看到弟兄姐妹, 看到所有的孩子都站好,
but later I realized that when she realized,All other children stood there.
她好像守规矩站在那里。
So she was able to follow the rule and stood there.
而且受别人的影响，她就好好站。
And because being influenced by others, she was able to stand there.
时间没有多久。
Not after very long.
后来她重回到 public school.
Then she transferred back to public school.
结果你知道情况是什么吗？
So you know what happened?
那时候她大概四年级、三年级的时候。
She was about third or fourth grade.
全部都在那边跑。
All those children were running around.
结果她站在那里。
But she stood there.
她觉得她应该站在那里。
She felt she should stand there.
站立得住。
Stand firm.
在我们的生命当中。
In our life.
我们也受到很多的影响。
We are truly being influenced.
我们常常没有办法，好像好好的站在那里。
Very often, we are not able to stand there.
甚至我们站一下子之后。
Even after we stand for a while.
我们就离开原来的位置。
Then we leave where we shall be.
我们就随着别人一样跑来跑去。
And we follow others running around.
我盼望今天我要跟弟兄姐妹看看圣经怎么讲站立得住这件事情。
Today I would like to share together with brothers and sisters from the Bible about stand firm.
我们大概分四个部分来看。
So we will look at from four different aspects.
我们第一个部分要看为什么什么样的情况不能站。
First of all, we should look at in what kind of conditions we cannot stand.
第二个，我们要看我们站立的依靠是什么。
And secondly, we should see what is our dependence as we stand.
第三个地方，我们来看我们应该站在什么地方。
And the third place is where we shall stand.
最后，我们来看将来我们要站在哪里。
And at the end, we will look at where we will stand in the future.
我要借旧约的一段经节。
I will use one of the scriptures from the Old Testament.
我们翻到诗篇130篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 130.
这是很美的一篇诗篇。
It's a very beautiful song.
诗篇130篇。
Psalm 130.
诗篇130篇第一节。
Psalm 130 verse 1.
这是一篇上行的诗篇。
It's the song of degrees.
犹太人到耶路撒冷圣城去朝圣的时候。
When Jewish went to worship in temple, Jerusalem.
他们在爬山的过程就唱这个诗篇。
As they climb up the mountain, they sing the song.
诗篇的内容怎么说呢?
And what does it say in there?
他耶和华，我从深处求告你，向你求告。
Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord.
主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
诗人在这里有一个很深的祷告。
The psalmist have a depth of his prayers.
这个祷告是从深处讲出来。
It's from the depths of his heart.
非常的深。
Very deep.
可能不是很多话来做这个祷告。
Not using a lot of words.
这个祷告里面有一个恳求。
There is a supplication in this prayer.
他求神来听他的恳求。
He prays that the Lord listen to his supplication.
这个恳求怎么说呢?
What is the supplication?
他说主耶和华。
It says, Lord Jehovah.
你如果纠察罪孽。
shows mark inequities.
谁能站立得住？
Who shall stand?
纠察罪孽。
Mark inequities.
什么是纠察罪孽？
What is marked inequities?
如果把我们所犯的罪行，
If for all of the things we have committed,
像是做记号一样，
and mark them,
写在黑板，
put them on the blackboard,
写在你的 神的 notebook,
And put them on the notebook of God.
如果那些 notebook 展开的时候，
Once we open up the notebooks,
我们没有一个人能够在神的面前站着下来。
There's not even one of us able to stand before God.
我们小时候的时候，
When we were young,
我们兄弟姐妹很顽皮。
Our brothers and sisters were very naughty.
我们家住的是地板的房子。
Where I live was wooden floor.
那时候在台湾做地板的房子人不多。
Back then, there were very few people live in wooden houses in Taiwan.
我妈妈每天早上就拿了一个抹布开始抹地板。
My mother every morning started to wipe the floor.
那房子外面是泥巴地。
And outside of the house was full of mud.
所以我们这几个小鬼每一次玩的时候就在外面泥巴地玩。
So a lot of us play in the mud.
每次玩完以后怎么样？鞋子也不脱就上了地板地。
And afterwards, without putting our shoes off, we just went on the wooden floor.
我妈妈没有生气。
My mother did not get mad.
但是我爸爸下班的时候。
But when my father got off work,
他每次看到这地板地上面有泥巴的时候，
whenever he saw all this mud on this wooden floor,
他很大的声在那喊。
He yelled.
谁做的？
Who did this?
谁这样做？
Who did this?
好大的胆子。
So bold.
你知道我们这几个小鬼吗？
And you know what happened to us?
没有人敢到前面去站在神的面，站在父亲的面前。
None of us dare to stand before our father.
找死啊！你敢跟我父亲讲我做的怎么样？
I don't dare to tell my father it's me. So.
吓都吓死了。
We were so scared.
当神要纠察我们罪的时候。
When God will mark out inequity,
如果他在那边问，
if he is asking,
谁敢站在我的面前？
Who dares to stand before me?
我们敢吗？
Are we dare to?
不要说纠察这个字好。
Not even think about mark those inequities.
我们今天对我们的罪看不清楚。
We do not see clearly of our own things. Very vague.
我们对我们的罪也不那么 sensitive.
And we are not sensitive to our sins.
不敏感。
Not sensitive.
我们感觉也没什么。
And we don't care.
我们以前家里是旧的 TV 就是弧形电视。
In my house, there was this old style of TV.
那人家一直跟我们讲，现在有一种电视叫 high definition TV.
And a lot of people told me that there's this high definition TV now.
结果我们就买了一个。
And we bought one.
就一看，我发觉这些播报员也很老。
But then I realized all those reporters, they are actually very old.
脸上所有皱纹全部显出来。
All those wrinkles showed up.
今天神不需要用 HD TV 来看我们。
Today, God does not need to see us from this high definition TV.
如果神只要稍微注意我们一下。
If God just look at us, pay a little attention.
我们没有人能站在神面前。
There's none of us able to stand before God.
站在你前面怎么样？是我做的。
And tell him that.It is me who have done this. So,
诗人在这里问第一句话。
As the psalmist asked the first question,
谁能在你面前站呢？
Who shall stand before him?
旧约问到新约。
From the Old Testament to New Testament.
主耶稣不来的话，
If Lord Jesus did not come,
没有人能够站在神的面前。
There is no one able to stand before God.
没有一个罪人能够站在神的面前。
There is not one sinner able to stand before God.
什么人不能站在神的面前？
Who cannot stand before God?
罪人不能站在神的面前。
Sinners cannot stand before God.
一点机会都没有。
Not even a chance.
这后面怎么说？但是神，你有赦罪赦免的恩典。
But here it says, but there is forgiveness with you.
我们如果看到我们自己罪的时候，
If we see our own inequities,
如果知道这个罪已经没救了，
If we know that it's hopeless,
我们就绝望了，
And we become hopeless.
但是如果我们看到神有赦罪的恩典的时候，
But if we see there's forgiveness with God,
我们满了喜乐，
And we are full of joy.
但是诗人说有敬畏的心。
But someone here says there's a fearful heart.
你能够了解神的恩典在我们身上，我们能产生敬畏的心吗？
Are you able to understand the grace of God on us is able to leave us with this fearful heart?
他这里的语言是非常简单的用语。
It's very simply put here.
心里面所讲出的话很值得我们去思想。
From the depths of his heart, what he said really needs us to ponder upon.
今天我们对着神的赦免的恩有敬畏吗？
Are we fearful upon God's forgiveness?
在西方环境长大的孩子
，For those children who grow up in the Western culture，
学敬畏像是一个很大的功课一样。
It is a great lesson for them to learn about fear。
但是其实，在我们神的家中的儿女
，But for those children of God，
敬畏是我们要学的一个很大的功课。
To fear God is the great lesson we should learn。
如果神要追讨我们的罪
，If God will mark our iniquities，
我们没有一个人能够站在神的面前。
There is no one able to stand before God。
所以我们知道罪人不能站在神的面前。
So we know the sinners cannot stand before God。
我们再看罗马书第十章。
And let's read Romans chapter 10。
第一节到第四节。
From verse 1 through 4。
罗马书第十章第一节到第四节。
Book of Romans chapter 10 verse 1 through 4。
这是保罗的一个祷告。
This is the prayer of Paul。
他祷告以色列能够全家得救。
He prays for the Israelites will be all saved。
而且他说以色列人他们对神有发热心。
And he said that Israelites, they have zeal of God.
但是不是按着一个真的知识。
But not according to the true knowledge.
因为不知道神的义。
Because they are ignorant of God's righteousness.
想要立自己的义。
And want to go into establish their own righteousness.
或者说站在自己的义上。
Or we shall say to stand in their own righteousness.
所以如果我们看这一点的时候。
So if we look at this point.
我们知道自义的人不能站在神的面前。
We know the self-righteousness person cannot stand before God.
我们不要学以色列人立自己为义人。
Let us not learn from Israelites to establish their own righteousness.
我们对神发热心。
As we have zeal of God.
但是是站在自己的义上。
But we are standing on our own righteousness.
什么是以色列人？
What are the Israelites?
以色列人在另外一个解释上就是按着他宗教的系统来做事情。
On the other explanation, the Israelites that they do things according to their religious system.
他按着他的传统。
According to tradition.
以前的遗传。
The past traditions.
来敬拜神。
To worship God.
来用他的那个方式来到神的面前。
And use their own ways to come before God.
他们离开了神最最最原始启示他们的真的知识。
They have left the original knowledge which God has revealed to them.
也就是说，用自己的宗教方式来到神的面前，不能站立在神的面前。
And using their own religious ways to come before God, which they cannot stand before God.
有没有看过一种宗教的形式来到神的面前呢？
Have you ever seen that someone tries to come before God with a religious approach?
很多嘛。
A lot.
你如果去天主教的仪式里面。
If you go into the Catholic traditions,
甚至佛教的仪式里面,
or even Buddhism,
他们所拜的东西用他们自己的一套方法,
and they use their own ways to worship what they worship.
我们前一段时间碰到一个拜佛教的人,
recently we met someone who's Buddhism.
他竟然也跟我们在我们家讲说感恩感恩感恩感恩,
and he also says that give thanks, give thanks.
那你知道在基督徒的嘴巴里面说感恩哈。
You know, when Thanksgiving comes out from the mouth of Christians.
这以前我觉得这是我们的专利。
First I thought it's our own privilege.
因为我们知道我们感恩的对象是谁。
Because we know who are the ones we give thanks for.
结果你发觉在这一个团体里面他也感恩感恩感恩。
But then you realize in this group, they also give thanks.
你听了就觉得很奇怪怎么我们的被你们拿去了。
Then you feel it's so strange. How can you borrow from ours?
而且他讲的到处都讲。
And they always talk about it.
那我们当中有一个比较调皮的。
And there's someone who's more naughty among us.
他说你感恩感的是谁？
He asked, so who are you giving thanks for?
那我觉得他实在敢问。
I think he's really dare to ask.
我说你不要这样去杀人家风景。
I say that maybe you should not just provoke them.
他说我们基督徒感恩是感谢我们的主。
He said that as Christians giving thanks is to thank our Lord.
那你们感的恩是什么感恩？
So who do you thank to?
他就讲他们感恩的对象。
Then he talked about the object that he gives thanksgiving to.
那他就说我们基督徒感恩是主救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
He said that as Christians giving thanks because Lord has saved us from this great death.
我们感恩是我们的主为我们被杀被卖流血三天复活赦免我们的罪。
We give thanks because Lord has shed His blood for us, being killed for us, and also raised up in
你们感恩的对象，他为你做了这些吗
？So the object that you give thanks to, has He done that for you?
有些人觉得只要靠着他自己的一种仪式
，Some people thought that by His own way,
他能够站在神的面前
，He's able to stand before God.
烧烧东西献给神。
To burn something and then give offer unto God.
学基督徒的一些东西。
To learn from Christians.
但是那个完全是风马牛不相及的事情。
But that is really totally different.
自义的人不能站在神的面前。
For the self-righteousness cannot stand before God.
第一个是有罪的人不能站在神的面前。
The first one is the sinners, those with iniquities cannot stand before God.
第二个是所谓的宗教的不能站在神面前。
And second, those from religion.Religious world cannot stand before God.
第三个是什么？
And what's the third one?
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十一节、十二节，我们找到了，一起起音来念。
Let's read together verse 11, 12.
哥林多前书十章十一节、十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11 and 12.
我们找到了，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
来，他们遭遇。
Things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our examination, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall.
十二节这里讲。
Verse 12 says.
所以自己以为站立得稳。
Wherefore, let him that thinks he stands,
必须谨慎
take heed,
免得跌倒
lest he fall.
你觉得你站立得稳吗？
Do you think you standing firm?
我们有一年冬天去滑冰。
Once we went on sliding ice in a winter.
结果滑的冰是在湖上。
But the ice was on the lake.
你知道，平常我们滑冰到室内的冰宫去滑。
Oftentimes we go into the inside to slide ice.
结果我们那个弟兄告诉我们滑冰的时候，他那一天刚好快五十度。
And also our brother told me that
ice skating. 在湖上没有滑冰，对。
Ice skating. Okay. One day the brother told me that the day we went on ice skating was about 50 degrees.
那前几天因为他将近有半个多月的时间，那个湖上都是零下十度不到。
For about more than half months, the temperature on the lake was below 0 degrees.
一月底突然有一天 snap back 快五十度。
So that at the end of January, suddenly the temperature came back to about 50 degrees.
不是一天，好几天。
Not just one day, but several days.
就我们的弟兄带我们去滑冰。
But when our brother took us to ice skate,
然后我们好几个都不上去。
And many of us did not go on.
因为我们发现那个冰上面都是水。
Because we noticed there were a lot of water on the ice.
而且是湖上。
And it was on the lake.
他就说不要怕不要怕不要怕他就滑出去了。
And he said, don't worry. And he just left.
那你知道在冰上站哈。
You know, to stand on the ice.
你觉得说如果天气冷你觉得很安全。
If it's cold, you feel it's more safe.
那你不知道如果这么暖的话。
But you don't really know about if it's warm.
如果你在冰上站立。
If you stand on the ice,
好像信心就有一点点不行。
Then your faith got shaken.
所以我们就看着弟兄越溜越远。
Then we see our brother skating away further and further.
越溜越远。
further and further.
那我们几个就在这附近。
Then few of us just stand nearby.
我们没事就回头看看他。
We just look back on him.
希望他还在湖上面。
Hope that he's still on top of the lake.
我用这个例子讲。
I give this example.
不要以为自己站得稳。
Not to think that we are able to stand.
我们如果自以为站得稳的话。
If we think we are able to stand firm.
要谨慎。
You have to be careful.
因为我们很可能会跌倒。
Because very likely we will fall.
这是前面所讲的三件事情。
Those are the three things we talk about.
罪人不能站在神的面前。
The sinners cannot stand before God.
自以为义的人不能站在神的面前。
Self-righteousness cannot stand before God.
还有一个，以为站立得稳的人要谨慎。
And those who think they can stand, take heed.
那我们站立的依靠是什么？如果我们能站的话。
So if we are able to stand, then what are our dependence?
我们看哥林多后书第一节。
Let's read the Second Corinthians.
后书一章。
Chapter 1.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
他这里怎么站得住呢？
How are they able to stand?
因为你们，二十四节后半段，因为你们凭着信才能站立。
For by faith you stand.
这个信是指的谁？
Who is this faith mean?
我想大部分人都知道。
I think most of us know.
这个信是指的我们的主。
Faith means our Lord.
是信我们主耶稣基督。
To believe our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的信心是根据在我们主耶稣身上。
Our faith anchors on our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是方法。
Not any method.
不是自信。
Not we believe, not our confidence.
不是经验。
Not by experience.
不是教条。
Not by rules.
这个信是什么？
What is this faith?
是圣灵所给我们的那个信。
It's what's given by the Holy Spirit.
这个信的对象是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the object that we believe unto is Lord Jesus Christ.
这个信不是信个地方啊。
This faith is not just upon a place.
或者是一个宗派。
Or a denomination.
或者是某些人。
Or certain people.
或者某一种团体的教条
or certain rules in
group. 这个信是信我们那位从让我们死里复活的主那一位
But this faith is to believe unto the Lord who let us raise him from the dead.
主耶稣说我们的信只要像芥菜种就好
Lord Jesus said that our faith can be as small as a little mustard seed.
不管大不管小
Whether big or small.
芥菜种是很小的东西
Mustard seeds are very small.
信的本质非常的重要
The essence of faith is very important.
我们要怎么能够站立得稳呢？
How can we stand firm?
凭着信。
By faith.
哥罗西书四章十二节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 12.
我们怎么信呢？依靠什么呢？我们靠着信能够站立在神的面前。
What do we depend on? By faith, we're able to stand before God.
哥罗西书四章十二节
Colossians chapter 4 verse 12
后半段
The second half of that
愿你们在神的一切旨意上得以完全信心充足得以站立得稳
That you may stand perfect and complete in all the way of God
这是以巴弗给他们祷告
That's the prayer from Epaphras
以巴弗为弟兄姐妹祷告
Epaphras, pray for the brothers and sisters.
怎么去站立得稳?
How can they stand firm?
我祷告你们站立得稳。
I pray so you can stand firm.
能够站立是凭着祷告。
By prayers, one's able to stand.
你为弟兄祷告了没有?
Have you prayed for your brother?
你为别的弟兄能够站立得稳祷告了没有?
Have you prayed for your brothers that they're able to stand firm?
我们祈求神让我们站立得稳。
We do pray that Lord enable us to stand firm.
而且是靠着祷告。
And by prayers.
竭力的祈求。
In fervent supplication.
祷告支持的这个站立。
Prayers has uplift the standing.
靠着祷告。
By prayers.
以巴弗是一个小弟兄。
Epaphras is a little brother.
他不是一个大弟兄使徒。
He's not a big apostle.
所以说靠着站立得稳是一个小弟兄就可以做的事情。
So, by which They are able to stand is what this little brother is able to do.
每个弟兄姐妹都可以为这事情来祷告。
Every brother and sister are able to pray for this.
祷告我们可以在神的面前因着信可以站立。
Pray that we're able to stand before God by faith.
最后我们再看哥林多前书15章。
And we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
靠什么站立?
By what we stand.
哥林多前书15章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
也是后半段。
Also the second half of it.
这福音你们也领受了，而且靠着站立得住。
The gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand.
靠立站立得住是什么东西？
By what we can stand.
是因着福音。
By gospel.
什么是福音？
What is the gospel?
福音是 good news.
The gospel is the good news.
基督为罪人死。
Christ has died for the sinners.
信他为我们。 成为救主,
believe that he become our savior.
我们每一个人自己的救主,
each one's personal savior.
我们承认每一个人自己是罪人,
and we admit that each one is a sinner.
我们接受主耶稣,
we accept Lord Jesus.
保险能够洁净我们,
the precious blood cleanses us.
这是救恩的好消息,
that's the good news of salvation.
这是救恩是我们站立的基础,
that's the principle where we can stand on.
我们好像站立在主耶稣基督的肩膀上。
This is as if we are standing on the shoulders of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们小孩子的时候,
when we were children,
有机会好像坐在父亲的肩膀上。
We had chance to sit on our father's shoulders.
你知道我们今天在父亲的肩膀上多么安稳吗？
You know how restful we are as we are on the shoulders of.
我们好像因信这个福音,
as we believe on the gospel,
我们站在主耶稣的肩膀上。
Then we stand on the shoulders of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的肩膀担负我们所有的需要。
The shoulders of our Lord Jesus Christ bears all of our needs.
所以我们站立的依靠是什么？
So what's our dependence as we stand?
是因着福音。
By gospel.
借着祷告。
By prayers.
因着信。
And by faith.
我们站在神的面前。
We stand before God.
这是我们的依靠。
That's our dependence.
我们应该站在哪里？
Then where shall we stand?
我们看看圣经怎么讲， 我们除了有站立的依靠的时候， 我们该站在哪里？
So let us look at the scripture. Besides the dependence we have, so where shall we stand?
我再借一节旧约的圣经。
I will read from the Old Testament.
在诗篇135篇。
In Psalm 135.
大家很熟这一个 这一篇诗篇,
it's a very familiar song.
诗篇135篇,
Psalm 135.
他说, 你们要赞美耶和华, 要赞美他的名, 耶和华的仆人, 站在耶和华的殿中, 站在我们神的殿中, 你们要赞美他。
It says, praise you the Lord, praise you the name of the Lord, praise him, you servants of the Lord, you that stand in the house of the Lord, in the court of the house of our God.
我们应该站在哪里？
Where shall we stand?
我们要站在神的殿中。
We shall stand in the house of the Lord.
耶和华的殿中。
House of the Lord.
我们神的殿中。
House of our God.
我们的神。
Our God.
新约在讲。
The New Testament says.
他说父在寻找一群用心灵诚实拜他的人。
It says the Father is seeking those who worship him in truth and in spirit.
基督徒应该站在神的家中。
Christians shall stay in the house of God.
那是你该站立的地方。
That's where you should stand.
站在神的家中。
Stand in the house of God.
能够瞻仰他的荣美。
We behold his beauty.
站在神的家中。
Stand in the house of God.
家就成为你的保护。
This home becomes your protection.
家就成为你安歇的地方。
And home becomes your place of rest.
我们该站在哪里？ 我们看保罗，罗马书五章。
Where shall we stand? Let us read from the book of Romans, chapter 5.
第五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
他这里说，我们借着他，因信得以进入现在所站的这个恩典上。
It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand.
这里讲到哪里?
What does it talk about here?
讲到站在恩典之上。
It talks about we stand in the grace.
恩典是什么?
What is grace?
恩典是该受的没受。
Grace is we have not received what we deserve.
该受的刑罚我们没有做。
We did not receive the punishment.
神替我们付了刑罚。
We did not receive the punishment which we deserve.
我们该站在恩典之上。
We shall stand on this grace.
而且不但如此，因为我们能够站在恩典之上。
Not only that, because we are able to stand in this grace.
有人觉得基督徒只要站在恩典之上。什么都不会有困难。
Some people think that as long as Christians stand in this grace, there will be no difficulties.
我们觉得神给我们的恩典就是没有苦的。
We think that the grace from God should be without suffering.
神给我们的恩典就是顺顺利利的。
And this grace from God should be all smooth sailing.
但是保罗后面讲了四样事情。
But later, Paul mentioned four things.
我们站在恩典的时候有这四样的事情。
As we stand in the grace, there will be four
things. 这四样我们常常碰到。
And we often encounter those four things.
在这恩典里面，我们有患难。
In this grace, we have tribulations.
什么是患难？
What is tribulation?
有人说患难就是那种大风大浪、大灾啊。
Some people say that tribulation should be great difficulties.
好像我们都没有那个机会。
As if we don't have such kind of chance.
其实这患难还有一个意思。
But tribulations also have another meaning.
就是受压。
That is under pressure.
你有没有受压过？
Have you ever been under pressure before?
你有没有生病过？
Have you ever gotten sick?
你有没有头痛过？
Have you ever even got headache?
我把它降低一点哦，不是大灾大难哦。
I'll just lower the standard. It's not the great difficulties.
你有没有身体老旧的时候发觉都不行了？
Have you ever feel your body got weakened and get older?
你有没有夫妻两地老远看不到对方？
Have you ever that you and your husband and wife are having long distance?
你有没有功课不好？
Is it that you get bad grades?
你在学校受别人的欺负？
And in school you are being beaten up by others?
你有没有工作的时候老板对你实在不公平？
And your boss treats you very unfairly at work?
对你来讲这就是患难。
To you, that's tribulation.
然而我们站在这恩典的时候欢欢喜喜地领受这些。
And as we stand in the grace, we rejoice in receiving all these.
因为在这个恩典里面我们不是只受患难而已。
Because in this grace, not that we're only going through tribulation.
因为患难来了他告诉我们在恩典里面我们第一个能够学的是什么。
Because when tribulation comes, it tells us what we first thing we can learn in grace.
学的是忍耐，对不对？
We learn about patience.
我常常用我自己做比喻。
I often give myself as an example.
常常人家问我，你怎么老是头痛？
Many people ask me, why do you always get headache?
他说你为什么老是头痛，偏头痛？
Why do you always get this migraine?
有没有祷告啊？
Have you prayed?
我说有祷告。
I said yes, I have.
有没有吃药？有吃药。
Have you taken medication?
还没有做针灸。
Well, I haven't gone for acupuncture.
因为我怕人家扎针在我脑袋上。
Because I'm afraid of those needles.
但是你头痛来，你第一件事要学什么？
But what's the first thing you have to learn when you have headache?
不是 panic 不是啊，好痛，好痛，好痛。
Not panic and saying it's so painful.
头痛来了，第一个学什么？
What do you learn the first lesson?
学忍耐。
Learn about patience.
是不是？
Isn't it?
人都那么大了。
Such a big person here.
又不是小孩子。
Not this young children.
你头痛来还哭吗？
Do you cry when you get headache?
在这恩典上，丰丰富富的领受头痛。
In this grace, abundantly you receive this, you accept this headache.
我们从神身上领祝福。
We receive this blessing from God.
难道不曾从神身上领试炼吗？
Don't we also accept the trials from God?
所以我们头痛来，我头痛来的时候，我第一个学忍耐。
So when I have the headache, the first lesson I learned.
你工作不好，你学的第一个是什么？
What is the first lesson you
learn? 你老板你不好，你学的第一个是什么？
What is the first lesson you learn when your boss is not fair?
你学忍耐。
In grace, you learn from patience.
对不对？忍耐是我们第一件事要做的嘛。
Isn't it true that patience is the first thing we shall do?
学校学生对你不好。
In school, the students are not
nice
to you. 同学
对你不好。
Your friends are not nice to you.
你学的第一个功课是什么？
What's the first lesson you learn?
是，这是一个患难。
Yes, it is a tribulation.
但是你可以学忍耐。
But you can learn patience.
因为你忍耐多了，你知道你得到什么吗？
So do you know what you gain from patience?
你在神的恩典当中，你就老练下来。
Then in God's grace, you become experienced.
你知道在忍耐的里面，忍耐多了，你知道怎么来处理这些事情。
with more endurance, then you learn how to handle those things.
你对这些东西不会陌生,
you are no longer strangers to those things.
你就老练了,
then you become experienced.
所以我头痛到一个地步,
so I have this headache to such a point I become experienced. I already know that this kind of pain level is to what level?
我头痛开始的时候真的痛会吐。
From the first, this headache really caused me even to throw up.
我out balance.
I'm out of balance.
另外一个眼睛看不清楚。
The other eyes I can't even see.
你在忍耐里面你知道这是开始。
And in your patience, you know it's a beginning.
而且你非常老练,很有经验。
And you are so experienced.
等吐完的时候你说已经到了中阶段了。
After you throw up, you know it becomes this middle level.
在这里面你盼望就出来了。
And in this, you start to have hope.
你知道要结束了。
You know it's coming to an end soon.
虽然5-6个小时过去了,
although it's 5 or 6 hours,
你慢慢知道这个事情要结束,
and you know it will come to an end.
我们的生命当中,
in our life,
神给你多少机会,
how many chances God gives you,
来练习这4件事情,
to practice those 4 things.
你知道练习到最后一件的时候, 祂让你不致羞耻,
you know, until the last one, he makes you not shamed.
祂让你知道 神是信实的,
he makes you to know that God is faithful.
让神知道你可以离开这些患难,
God lets you know that God is the one who is able to deliver you out of those tribulations.
而且在这些患难当中你不羞辱主的名,
and among the tribulation you do not put Lord's name into shame.
你不觉得神离弃你,
you do not feel Lord's not with you anymore.
这是神的恩典,
that's God's grace.
基督徒要成熟吗?
The Christians who would like to become mature,
神如果恩待你的话,
if God's been gracious to you,
我们可以站在这恩典当中,
we're able to stand in this grace to experience those 4 things.
彼得讲到我们的主耶稣基督,
Peter mentions about our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说匠人所砌的那一位房角石已经在锡安山上,
he said the cornerstone that the builders left, it's already on Mount Zion.
凡信靠这位房角石的人不致羞愧,
the one who believes onto this cornerstone shall not be put to shame.
盼望我们知道神的救恩是何等的大,
pray that we know how great is God's salvation.
盼望我们欢欢喜喜站在这个恩典之上,
pray that with great joy we stand upon this grace.
因为每一次患难来的时候,
because every time tribulation comes,
你知道荣耀的神有机会向你显现,
you know that this glorious God has a chance to manifest himself to you.
我们看我们该站在什么地方,
we look at where shall we stand.
我们站在神的殿中,
we stand in the house of God.
我们该站在神的恩典之中,
and we shall stand in God's grace.
我们最后 要看我们站在以弗所书的6章那里所讲的,
and at the end we shall look at what we are going to stand in, what it talks about in chapter 6 of book of Ephesians.
以弗所书6章第10节,
book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10,
这里讲到一个全副的军装,
here talks about the full armor of God.
这个军装不是给你去展现给人家看的,
this armor is not for you to show off.
这个军装不是好像只是一个很外表好漂亮的东西,
this armor is not just something looks beautiful outside.
13节那里讲说要拿起神所赐的全副的军装好在什么时候磨难的日子,
verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day.
在磨难的里面,
in the evil day,
能够站立得住,
and be able to stand,
而且站稳,
and stand firm.
保罗说磨难的日子,
Paul mentioned the day of evil.
JR在带我们查士师记,
as Brother JR is leading us to learn about judges,
士师在的时候,
when the judges were there,
以色列人就可以抵挡仇敌,
Israelites will be able to against the enemies.
士师不在的时候,
when the judges were not there,
以色列人就背弃神,
Israelites went against God.
所以在那个磨难的日子里面,
so in such evil day,
神转向神, 面不看神，转向拜偶像。
So they turn their face against God to worship idols.
神兴起一般人。
God has raised up the people.
可以穿着神的军装。
To put on the armor of God.
在磨难的时候站立得住。
In the evil day, able to stand.
我们今天在磨难的日子里吗？
Are we in such evil day now?
有人说已经在磨难的日子里。
Some people say, yes, we are already there.
因为在末世的时候,
because at the end of days,
我们在磨难的里面,
we are in this evil day.
我们要站在神的恩典里面,
we shall stand in God's grace.
我们要站在神的殿中,
and we shall stand in the house of God.
我们要在磨难的日子在神的面前站立,
and also we shall stand before God in the evil day.
最后我们看,
at the end, let's look at where we will stand.
我们看犹大书,
let's look at Book of Jude
24节,
verse 24.
我们该站在哪里以后?
Where we stand.
24节, 我们一起起音来念好不好?
Let's read together verse 24.
24节, 一起来。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
我们要站在荣耀的主的面前。
We shall stand before this glorious Lord.
我们再看一处圣经。
Let's read another place of scripture.
在启示录里。
In Revelation.
第七章第九节。
Chapter 7 verse 9.
我们要站在哪里?
Where we stand.
启示录第七章第九节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9.
我们找着了，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
来，时候。
The figures I behold, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
我们这里讲到，以后我们要站在宝座和羔羊的面前。
Here says, in the future, we will stand before the throne and before the Lamb.
基督徒的一生好像就在准备考试一样。
The whole life of Christians as if we are preparing for this exam.
原谅我用这个比喻。
Forgive me using this example.
有大考，有小考。
There are big exams or little tests.
也有补考。
Back up. Oh, make up, sorry.
他大概重来一次。没有。我们有一天要通过一个考试。One
day we'll go through this test.
要站在神的面前。Stand
before God.
站在宝座面前。To
stand before the throne.
站在羔羊的面前。Stand
before the Lamb.
有人一考就过了。Someone
just, they pass the test right away.
有些人 可能要经过补考。
Some people might have to go through the makeup.
不管你走直的走弯的, 你都要经过那考虑。
Whether you go straight or you have those curves, you still have to pass those exams.
而且这考完以后, 有个大的 parade, 有个大的游行。
And after such exam, there will be a big parade.
我们像打, 比赛比完了一样。
As if we just passed this great contest.
我们要好像要大游行一样。
We are going through this great parade.
我们要到主席台前面去。
And we'll come before this.
我们有一件事情要非常荣耀。
And there's something we will be so glorified.
我们那一天我们可能没有哭泣。
And in that day there will be no tears.
我们没有失败。
No more failures.
我们只有得胜。
And we only have victory.
你有没有想到天上以后有一个庆功宴？
Have you ever thought about there will be a great banquet in the heaven?
有个大的婚礼。
There will be a great wedding.
不像我们一年只有两个。
Not like us here, we only have two weddings per year.
天上有一个好大的婚宴。
In heaven, there will be a great feast of wedding.
天上还有一个 party 是那种接风, 好像, 哎, 又来一个, 又来了一个。
And also there will be a great welcoming party in heaven.
在那个里面,
in there,
圣徒要聚在一起。
The saints will gather together.
要站在我们的神的面前,
to stand before our God.
基督徒一生,
as Christians,
要经过这样的一件事情,
for all of our life, we will pass this.
好像考试一样,
Something like an exam.
复习一下我们今天讲了什么。
And let us review what we have said today.
好像很多东西。
Seems like a lot of things.
我们要知道我们在旧人里面不能站在神的面前。
We have to know that in our old life, old self, we cannot stand before God.
我们罪人不能。
Sinners cannot.
自以为义的人不能。
And those self-righteousness cannot.
以为站立的稳的人不能。
And those who think they stand firm cannot.
我们站立所要的依靠是什么？
And who is our dependence as we stand?
我们是凭着信
by faith,
靠着祷告
by prayers,
借着福音
and through gospel.
这是我们站立的依靠
That's our dependence as we stand.
我们该站在哪里？
Where shall we stand?
我们应该站在神的家中
We shall stand in the house of God.
我们站在神的恩典当中
We stand in God's grace.
我们要在磨难的当中盼望我们能够站立得住
And also in the evil day, we hope that we can stand.
不但如此
Not only that,
有一天
One day,
我们要站在神的荣耀面前
We will stand before God's glory
站在宝座的面前
Before the throne
站在羔羊的面前
Before the Lamb
因为这个羔羊是值得我们称颂的那位
Because the Lamb is the one who is worthy of our praise
我们祷告
Let's pray
天父我们要感谢你
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you
如果我们忽略这么大的救恩
If we ignore such great salvation
我们怎么陶醉
How can we escape from this sin
主我们实在感谢你
Lord, we truly thank you
我们也为着我们自己来祷告
Also we pray for ourselves
让我们在这一段日子里面
So in those days
这个末日的日子里
At the end of the days
能够站在主的家中
We're able to stand inThe house of God.
欢欢喜喜站在你恩典的面前。
Stand before your grace with rejoice and glad.
求宝血洁净我们。
And your precious blood cleanse us.
你的爱吸引我们。
Your love draws us.
让我们知道你有赦罪的恩典。
So we know that you have this forgiveness.
我们知道如何来敬畏你。
And we know how to fear you.
如何来爱你。
How to love you.
如何感谢你。
How to thank you.
为着你将来所为我们所预备的。
For what you have prepared us ahead,
在父的荣耀的面前
before the glorious Father,
在羔羊宝座的面前
before the throne of the Lamb,
我们有一席之地
and we have this position.
我们能够欢欢喜喜地领受神所向我们所说的话
We can receive with glad and rejoice what God has spoken to us.
愿这些话成为我们彼此的劝勉
Pray that those words become our encouragement.
愿这些话也成为我们心中的力量。
And also pray those words become the strength of our heart.
愿荣耀赞美归给我们的主。
May all the praise and glory be unto our Lord.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.